The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. The disciples said to Jesus, "Now you are talking plainly and not in any figure of speech. Now we realize that you know everything and that you do not need to have anyone question you. Because of this, we believe that you came from God." Jesus answered them, "Do you believe now? Behold, the hour is coming and has arrived when each of you will be scattered to his own home, and you will leave me alone. But I am not alone, because the Father is with me. I have told you this so that you might have peace in me. In the world, you will have trouble, but take courage. I have conquered the world." The Gospel of the Lord. There are two groups of people in the world who know everything. And these are toddlers and teenagers. Toddlers know that everything is possible and that nothing is dangerous. They can defy gravity if you'll just give them the chance. They know it. And as for teenagers, well, all I can say is, I only wish that I knew now half as much as I thought that I knew on the day that I graduated from high school, right? Because back then, I knew everything. And the trouble with knowing everything is that you can't be taught, because you don't realize your own ignorance. That was the case with the apostles here today. It's the Last Supper. It's Holy Thursday. And the apostles turn to Jesus and they say, "Now we believe that you came from God." And Jesus says, "Is that what you think? You think that you believe? The hour is coming when each of you will abandon me and you'll be scattered each to his own home. Because there are some lessons that you only learn in the school of hard knocks. There are some lessons you only learn by life experience, and they'll learn." But Jesus says to them, "You'll be scattered each to your own home." And it's an interesting phrase, because what he literally says when he says that is, you'll be scattered each back to yourself. Now, St. Augustine once said that a good definition of evil is to be turned back onto yourself, or as he said, incurvatus in se, inwards on yourself. And that a good understanding of goodness is when you're turned outwards to the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, outwards towards others. That's the way we want to be. And how are we going to be that way? Well, Jesus is going to teach us. And he does teach us here in the Gospel, where he says, "Take courage. I have overcome the world." And what he literally says there is, "Be of good cheer, because I've overcome the world." Now think about that. How on earth is Jesus going to be of good cheer on the night before he dies, and he knows it? And how can Jesus say that I have conquered the world when within the span of just a few hours, the world is most visibly going to conquer him, isn't it? Crown of thorns, scourged within an inch of his life, left to die hanging on a cross, and it's the bitter mockery of his worst enemies, and it doesn't sound like conquering the world to me. But truth himself speaks truly, or there's nothing true. How has he conquered the world? Answer? Because he's looking outward. His eyes are on the Father. He sees more than the immediate moment. And he wants his apostles and us to do the same. So a question for you here this morning. Do you know everything? Do you? Because by the way you talk, sometimes it sure does seem like you know everything. You say the world is corrupt and the church is so corrupt and the government is even more corrupt and everyone is so corrupt and everything gets worse and worse and worse and there's no hope. you say sometimes to yourself, sometimes out loud, maybe not in those exact words, to others, as though you know it all. Careful. Only people turned inwards on themselves can possibly think like that. They're focused so much on the might and power of this world and of this hour that they're forgetting the omnipotence and the eternity of God. I was watching a documentary not long ago on the Axis powers in World War II and how they seemed so invincible, like a tower of iron, almighty and all-powerful, and how within the span of just a few years, they were turned into nothing but a handful of dust and a bad memory. The mills of God grind slowly, but they grind exceeding fine. Now, nobody's going to doubt that it can be bad. Nobody is going to question that it can be bad, and it can be bad for an hour or two. But Jesus and the saints knew how to be of good cheer, and we need to learn how to be of good cheer as well. Turned outwards in faith to the Father and his power and the eternal plan. That's the secret. They once said of St. Jose Maria Escriva that simply to be around him was to be immersed in a spirit of joy and laughter. That's true for so many of the saints. It's as if they looked at the world and all that it was up to and scoffed. And they said, yeah, y'all can keep playing the game. We know the score. We know the score. So let's be turned outward, keep our eyes on the Father, and be of good cheer. We'll ask the prayers of the saints to help us to do that today. Pope St. John I, pray for us.